Guys, hope you're doing well. Cloud with you here. And Dakota Logan, what's up, man?
Hey, everybody. I'm excited to be on, Cloud. Thanks for inviting me.
Glad to have you. I don't think this is the first time you've ever been on with me.
Yeah, normally I'll like record it separately by myself, but I'm glad we're getting to do it together, man.
That means you're going to have to do more of them, right?
I love it.
I'll just twist your arm right here.
Love
live
it.
On the podcast.
Dakota, do more podcasts.
Do more podcasts.
Help me.
Help me. Dude, thanks so much. Everybody knows this is the very last episode in the Race to Life series. We're talking about our salvation story. And so everybody knows the deal. I'm just going to turn it over to you. When were you raised to life?
Yeah, so the short answer is in college. I was raised to life in college, but I'll kind of back up a little bit. So grew up, would have identified as a Christian, went to church growing up, kind of did the thing. The way that I really summarize it now is, you know, I knew about Jesus growing up, but I started following Jesus in college. And I want to look back and honor like my family, you know, that they poured into me. They tried, you know, they were doing the right thing, trying to get me there, trying to encourage me and point me in the right direction. But it was, so kind of grew up kind of talking the talk.
Yeah.
And
not
then,
really a Christian.
But high school, end of high school and college, man, just went totally off the rails. And really just a big, you know, dysfunction that I have, like, is I want people to like me. Mm. Like, I want to be, so like, really in high school, college, whoever I needed to be like the fun guy, the life of the party, the guy that you liked, like, that's who I was. It's because I didn't know who I was.
Yeah.
You know, and so, yeah, high school, college, off the rails, and kind of what I call my spiritual low point, what led to what I call my spiritual hangover, was like in college. I worked a summer job in South Carolina and was a lifeguard with a staff of 70 college students, and in a beach town where all there was the beach and bars. Like, that's what we did. And so for a few years, like, my whole thing was, hey, where's the next party? Who's the next girl? Kind of went for it. And then one night I just remember like feeling so empty and looking around thinking about, what am I doing? Yeah. Why am I here? And that really led to this like searching. And it was really, you know, so I came back from that summer. A friend invited me to this thing called The Point.
The Point.
Which is our college ministry. Yeah. And so for a semester, that fall semester, I kind of came back and like was just living a totally double life. I would come to the college ministry thing and like try to play the part, but I was still like had my party friends and like that life.
Like, New Vision's Point is pretty good social scene, you know what I'm saying?
That's right. So I would come and do the Christian thing and try to blend in here. And then go back to like, So I kind of like lived this double life for a semester and then went to this thing called Passion Conference.
Dude, I remember Passion in Georgia, Atlanta.
It was the year that I'm talking about. My first year was Passion 2012.
Okay.
And it was kind of one of those moments where, like, the preacher's talking, you know, but the Holy Spirit was speaking to me.
Yeah.
And I still remember, it felt like this conversation with God where he was kind of drawing a line in the sand and telling me, hey, Dakota, either be all in or stop, like, and truly follow me. Or stop saying that you are because you're not.
Stop faking it or whatever.
Exactly. Yeah. So that for me was a real, you know, what I call like stake in the ground type of a moment. I knew from that point forward that I was following Jesus.
Yeah.
And then that next year I got baptized at The Point. Brian Owen, our previous college pastor, baptized me. And, you know, but leading up to that, part of my story that I like to talk about is that semester that I came back, that semester of the double life, right? I was trying to do all the things.
Mm.
Like, I came back from that summer, spiritual hangover, and then I thought, okay, let me make up for lost time, God.
Yeah.
Let me do all the right things. Let me start checking all the boxes. I'll go to the college group thing. I'll sign up for a small group. I'll go to the Passion Conference thing. I'll sign up for the Spring Break Mission Trip. Like, any next step, like, I was your next step habitual. Like, whatever the thing is you're going to ask me to do, I'll do it.
Yeah.
And it was because I didn't understand grace and how God's grace and his love actually works. And I still remember it was Brian was preaching on Ephesians 2, and I'll read the verse. Ephesians 2:8 It says, for by grace you've been saved through faith, and this is not your own doing.
This is not.
Exactly. This, like the grace, the faith, like you, like everything about you coming into relationship with me, it's not because of anything that you're going to do.
Yeah.
And so I realized for the first time that I was never going to be able to be good enough to earn the grace of God. It was, I had to trust in Christ totally, 100%, that when he said it's finished, it's because he accomplished it for me. And so that was, for me, really understanding how grace works was like my breakthrough kind of a moment. And so, yeah, man, that's kind of the nuts and bolts.
Was there a point that you knew for sure, like, this is when the Holy Spirit entered me, I was born again? Like, was that at the Passion Conference or?
Yeah, that's the time that I look back on. I knew that fall semester of 2011, that was like the season where I knew that I was like seeking.
Yeah.
But that spring semester of 2012, I know at some point, but like looking back, as I try to see where the dominoes are falling.
Yeah.
Passion 2012 was the one that I'm like, okay, something happened there.
Yeah.
And I think for me, that was, again, like that kind of moment with God where it was like, okay, line in the sand, either be all in, jump all in with me, quit trying to have one foot on this side and one foot on the other. So that for me was like a spiritual marker of me jumping all right, God, I'm all in and I'm trusting fully in you. So, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that helps a lot of people because a lot of people are like, well, did I say it right? It was like, they have to recite this exact sinner's prayer on Tuesday at 8:30 p.m. or
right,
what? It's like,
yeah.
I know where I know the chair I was sitting, like that's, I know where I was sitting, you know, there's an exact moment and a place and geography. I know exactly where. Whereas there's a spectrum, you have that, but it's like this era, this Passion Conference was somewhere in there.
Right.
Like, this is a profound moment for me when you were raised to life, basically.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, man, thanks for sharing. We were talking a little bit about, before we recorded, about the workspace righteousness thing.
Yeah.
Like the whole salvation side of it.
Right.
But that doesn't necessarily always go away just because you're saved.
Exactly. That's one of the biggest things that I find myself drifting back into in the Christian life, even now, where before I thought, okay, if I want this certain response from God, if I want to know that I'm forgiven, if I want to know that like he loves me and accepts me, well, let me do all the things.
Yeah.
I still really struggle with that, but it just looks a little bit different. It's like the enemy had kind of spun that tendency a little bit on me, to even where still I'm like, okay, if I feel like maybe I'm going through a dry season spiritually, I'll believe, okay, well, let me just do a little more of this.
Yeah.
What I call treadmill Christianity. Mm. Like, let me turn a little bit faster. Okay, this isn't quite enough, good enough for God. Let me just turn up the speed a little bit. Okay, let me turn up the incline a little bit.
Yeah.
Let me turn a little bit hard, a little bit faster. And then maybe God will respond. Maybe he'll give me the breakthrough that I need. Maybe he will show up in this area. Well, the reason why this isn't happening is because I'm not doing enough. That's the lie that sometimes I still believe. And even in ministry, even like doing ministry sometimes I'm like, well, man, if we want to reach this many college, well, we need to do more. We're not doing enough things because so we need to do more to reach more people. So I can still really drift into that even as a follower of Jesus still.
Yep.
And so one of my takeaways that I come back to all the time is John 15, verse 5. Let me find it and I'll. This for me is...
Love the turning pages.
The flipping of the pages.
The flipping of the pages.
I have to come back to this all the time, Cloud, to remind myself. And my prayer is that, okay, Lord, help me to maybe not drift into that as long.
Yeah.
Like Holy Spirit, like show me when I'm doing this and let me bring myself back to the fact that it's not because of what I'm doing. And then John 15:5 says this. Jesus speaking says, I'm the vine, you're the branches. Whoever abides in me and I in him, he it is that bears much fruit. For, and here it is right here. For apart from me, you can do nothing.
Mm, amen.
And I have to break myself over that verse like multiple times a year.
Yep.
It's like, Dakota, remind yourself that, hey, like apart from Jesus, you can do nothing.
You're not raised to life on your own accord. It's from Jesus. Apart from him, you can't do anything.
Exactly.
And likewise, like, some initiative with a college ministry or something. We need to accomplish this.
Right.
Well, apart from Jesus, you can't do it on your own. It's got to be him and him only.
Exactly. A mentor of mine says it this way. He says the way that you came to faith in Christ is the same way that you grow in your faith in Christ. This like spiritual dependence, like God, this is all about you and all because of you. You come to Jesus that way and you continue to grow in Jesus that way. And so that's the takeaway from me, man, and how my story of how I was raised to life.
Dude, Dakota, thank you so much for coming on. Guys, thank you for sticking with it. I've enjoyed the stories and talking with people this past 2 weeks. We have a new sermon series coming up Sunday. We're going through Out of Context as a church together. We're not going to be able to follow along super closely on the podcast because they're individual verses. But what we're going to do is we're going to pull out some other verses that are taken out of context just to be a companion, a partner to that sermon series. So I hope you'll join us Monday when we have those coming up. Dakota, thanks again for coming on.
Absolutely.
And we'll see you guys on the next episode.